is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.
We all know the story of Tones and I. What a superstar. Dance monkey, never seen the rain. She's got a new single out, Bad Child. How is she doing in isolation? She's on the line now. Thanks for joining us, Tones.
Hello.
How are you, mate? Thank you so much for coming on and having a chat.
That's okay, anytime. I mean, what else are we all doing at the moment? I think
it's a good time
to have a chat,
isn't it? You're in safe hands too, because I'm a Mount Martha boy and Tommy, who works on the show, is a Frankston boy, so we're all from the hood.
Oh my God, I'm in a little sandwich with you guys.
Oh, it feels good. I like the sandwich.
Well, luckily Tommy's not there with you, because being a Frankston boy, your purse could be stolen already. Tones?
Yeah, we've never trusted him anyway.
Tones, are you productive? Are you productive in isolation? Like, do you keep writing, or has it been tough for you?
Yeah, I've been pretty productive. I've been writing. Like, I took the first when I came back from tour. I kind of took the first little 2 weeks off, and then I was so bored, I had to start putting myself on my own schedule, which was kind of hard.
Can I ask the process that goes in your mind? Do you have to listen to other music to be inspired, Tones? How does it all come together, your songwriting process?
I find chords that I like for the start of a song, something that inspires me, and then I focus on, like, the melody being satisfying to my ears. So, like, in terms of just the first line. So, like, for example, all the first lines that I ever write of any song need to be different from one another and need to have context in the first line and need to be satisfying to me. So it's like, they say, oh, my God, I see the way you shine. Or, oh, your life now. Couldn't be mad about it, or no one wants to listen to the kids these days. And I just try and, like, make sure the first lines
really
are
different.
All...
Wow.
They start something as well. It just starts something, because then that makes me motivated to write the second line and the third and then the chorus. And then
yeah,
the
sure.
Is there a short list? Do you write down a lot of different ones before you choose the one that you like to continue the song with?
Yeah, so usually I'll say... Because I'm trying to write a song right now about, like, a song that kind of describes going to festivals and like, take me back, and kind of, like, a song for live music and how we felt when we were in that space and how we're so excited to get back out there.
Yeah.
And when I say out loud, pretty much what I want to write is, I'm so excited to go back there and just go have a rave or dance in the sun. But then you've got to put it into a way that, first of all, isn't tacky. And then you don't want to be like, I want to go have fun in the sun. You're like,
Okay, well, let's Fitzy and Whipper, we'll help you out here. So, okay, so you're excited to go back to festivals. Whipper, I don't know what you... Maybe something like, I want to go back where the beat doesn't stop. I want to be with my friends and off my chops.
Yeah. No,
is that
no,
a good
no.
line, Tones?
Anyone that's listening right now, this has not been... This question has just come out of nowhere, and he has not pre-planned that.
Fitz, because I would go, I want to get off my chops. Can you help me out and take off my top?
Oh, well, that's not bad.
That's where I'd go.
Well,
or
my cut-off
denim shorts are giving me crotch rot.
Well,
I don't know.
Whippy, you like festival food. It would be something I would like... Guys, before we go and see Tones, can I go get a hamburger with the lot?
That's not bad. Next
line.
This doesn't rhyme, but pay $12 for a beer.
Yeah, after I've lined up for half a year.
Oh, my God, now I have to pay you guys for these lyrics because I want to use
them. Nah, don't mention it, Tones. It's a gift.
We just want to get one of these lines into the song, and we're going to keep an eye out for this now, Tones. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about that, because a couple of years ago you were at Splendour in the Grass, and you've spoken about this. You were there with your friends enjoying the band yourself. To be there and experiencing it as a fan and then to be up on stage within such a short time must have blown your mind.
Yeah. I watched that Splendour video. I watched some of it the other day just to look back. And when anyone asks me, anyone from anywhere says to me, what's been the biggest thing for you so far as an artist? It's definitely Splendour. And I think, honestly, because that was a day where I had no expectations at all. I didn't think anyone would be there to show that support when you expected just nothing and you were okay with that is, you know, I'll never have those little tiny expectations ever again. I can't help it now.
It is Throwback Thursday on the Fitzy and Whipper show today. And we wanted to ask you, is there a throwback that you would like to do? Is there anything significant to you or an inspiration that you'd like to put on the show?
Well, my favourite artist is Macklemore, so I would say let's put on Can't Hold Us so we can get everyone pumped up.
Oh, you've covered this, haven't you?
I heard you did that, didn't you?
Is that true?
I did.
Yeah, that was your first ever cover, wasn't it? That's the first performance you did at a pub?
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you guys know that. I don't usually talk about that often, but yes, and that's it. And I left the guitar to finish the 45-minute set on his own, so I was like, show you, I'm out.
Wow, Antones, this is so good because the guitarist is in the studio. You're going to do it live
no,
for us now.
No,
Tones and I. Tones, what blows us away too? Like when you found some stardom and you were discovered and everybody went, oh, my God, hang on a minute. 6 weeks ago, this girl was busking in Byron Bay. The story gave hope to so many artists out there, you know, that are trying to be discovered. I mean, obviously, you're not just a one-hit wonder in the success that you just didn't luck out. You've been doing what you do for years and it built to that point where you were discovered. But there must be lots of artists out there, you know, just hoping for that break. You would have inspired buskers across the world.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought about that on such a big scale yet. I mean, I've always thought about Australia because I was in the busking scene. I know so many buskers, but I've never actually thought about that on a larger scale and other buskers, you know, when we go or if I'm travelling or playing shows in other cities or other countries, I never think about that. Now, you know, you guys have just kind of brought that to my attention. It does. And I honestly feel like they should have so much hope because already they're working so hard. And they're getting out there every day on the street, which is so difficult, and it can make you so anxious and feel uncomfortable and feel like no one wants to hear you. Are you bothering the shops? So already, all those buskers need to know that they're working way harder than those people that just go to pubs and get their pay. They know they're getting paid. They're somewhere where they've been asked to play. They've got their own spot. No one can complain. They've been booked other than going out on the street where no one really has asked for it and just doing it. And I think that I have so much respect for buskers and they should feel like they can do anything because they're already working so hard.
Hey, agreed. I am so stoked that Rolling Stone Australia is back, and we just want to say on behalf of the Fitzy and Whipper show, great front cover. That must have been a big honour for you, Tones.
Yeah, that's huge. I actually got the first magazine the other day. So,
what are you doing with it? You're framing it? Or what are you going to do?
Well, I said to them, can they send me a blown-up picture of the front cover on a canvas? So they've sent me that, which is my, like, I've put it on the wall.
Yeah.
But they've sent me, a magazine, and, you know, that's going to be something that I'll keep forever and look back at that. And to be on the first one back is,
it's amazing.
You know, you always feel like it's not going to be me, obviously, you know, but, you know, why not?
I know you're a basketball fan and a pretty good basketballer as well. Have you been watching the Jordan documentary? Have you been watching The Last Dance, Tones?
So this is the thing. I promised my roommate I would wait so we could watch it together, it's been like 2 weeks and my other roommate has started watching it without us and keeps telling us how awesome it is, and I'm about to just start watching it on my own because I can't wait for him anymore.
Yeah, there is a bit
Sometimes you've got to cheat on them.
There's an etiquette, isn't there, that you do have to wait for friends and stuff, but it's like, nah, you stuff it. If you're not going to come to the party, I need to watch this because everyone's talking about it, Tones.
Yeah, and also on a personal note, if you're listening... we're in quarantine and we're roommates. How can we not watch an episode?
I thought you were talking to Michael Jordan.
What's his name?
His name is Jason Bedford.
Okay, Jason.
Come on, Jace. Beddo.
You're in isolation, mate. You've got so much spare time up your sleeve. Just chuck on Netflix with Tones and I want a review from her next time that we talk about The Last Dance.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you for that. Maybe he'll listen.
And just quickly, have you got a title for the festival song yet? Or no, you haven't locked that in?
Oh, my God, it's so hard. I haven't even thought about it yet. Okay. Do you guys want to pick a name?
Do you remember
Festival?
Do you remember Pez's song, The Festival Song? That is such a good song. And it just sums up festival so well. The festival song's Taken.
Oh, Corona spreader.
Oh, what about Best of All?
Best of All. I've had the best of all of my life.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, don't go
Let's
with that.
Let's make that one a hardcore maybe.
What about Take Me Back tones? Take Me Back, or is that too cheesy?
Yeah,
well,
it feels
it's also Take Me Back and then also Take Me Forward. Just not right now. We just don't like right now.
Okay.
So it could be back, it could be forward, either way is fine.
Yeah. So, but you can't wait for the beat to stop. Can't wait to be with my friends off my chops. Don't forget that line.
I think I like the line where you guys said, wait, lining up for
$12
beer. $12 beer. Yeah. I've been waiting half a year.
Yeah, but you said something else.
Oh, no, the hamburger with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we see tones, let's go get a hamburger with a lot.
You'll definitely hear it in one of them, for sure.
You're the best.
Beautiful.
Hey, we love your work, Tones. Stay happy in isolation. The new single, Bad Child, and Can't Be Happy All The Time, are out now. And thanks for joining us.
See you, legends. Bye.
This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.